This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Three U.S. constitutional scholars told the House of Representatives Wednesday that President Donald Trump committed impeachable offenses by pushing Ukraine to open investigations to benefit him politically. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi asked Democrats if they're ready for the process to begin.
Are you ready? The answer was a big yes as Democrats met behind closed doors. But as the House Judiciary Committee held its first impeachment hearing, a GOP witness said Democrats are not ready. George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley says he's no Trump supporter, but there's no case yet for impeachment, and Democrats are rushing to find one.
We're all mad. Where has that taken us? Will a slipshod impeachment make us less mad?
But Harvard's Noah Feldman was among three other scholars who say the evidence fits what the founding fathers feared, a president abusing his office, and fits their remedy, impeachment.
President Trump has committed impeachable high crimes and misdemeanors.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A top Justice Department official said Wednesday federal prosecutors have brought foreign bribery charges against a record number of individuals this year. Brian Benchowski, an assistant attorney general for the criminal division, said so far the department has brought international corruption charges against 34 individuals and obtained a record 30 guilty pleas by individuals in similar cases. Both numbers are the highest on record. The figures reflect the Justice Department's recent focus on targeting individuals in foreign bribery cases, while encouraging companies to report misconduct and to cooperate with authorities in exchange for leniency. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.